Hey, welcome to my podcast. This is Kristen Cheetah, and thanks for joining me today. Last week, I talked about the benefits of journaling and just kind of shared the way I journal. So today, what I wanted to do, and listen to that if you missed it. And today, so I'm going to continue the journaling theme, and I'm going to be just talking about how to create a prayer journal. So I have several journals, and one of my journals is just my personal everyday journal. Then I have another journal that is my prayer journal, and I keep that separate from my regular journal, really for just this one reason. I journal every day in my everyday journal, and so when I'm praying, and I've got specific things I'm praying for, and I'm waiting for the answers to be manifest, what can happen is the answers don't come before I finish my regular journal. So over the course of just the years, I learned or kind of decided that I just wanted to have two different journals, one for my everyday, just my everyday time with the Lord and just what He's showing me, the way my experience and my history with God is growing, and then another one to be really specific for those things that I'm praying for, because my prayer journal lasts longer than my everyday journal. Well, I hope that didn't confuse you completely. All right. So before we get in, I just have a couple things that I want to just kind of share with us, and then we're gonna get right into it. Walter Wink has a quote that I just love, and he says, "History belongs to the intercessors," and it's a much longer statement, but that is the part that I love to pull out for, just to encourage myself that when I'm going into that place of intercession, when I'm praying for somebody, when I'm praying for whatever it is, I need to know that I am creating the future because of what I'm praying. So history belongs to me and people that are interceding. When we come and we pray for the different things, that I'm just the different whatever it is that God lays on your heart to pray, we need to know that prayer is really necessary. So much, one of the principal foundations of the kingdom is to ask. Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation," that's everything, "by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God." So we really need to specifically ask, not just think about our needs or our friends' needs or the world's needs with this frustration, desperation. We want to use our words. And so part of what I do, and I feel like it's so important to write things down, so that is what I'm going to just be talking about today. Isaiah 30, 18 and 19 also says, "Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion. How gracious he will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, he will answer." So again, and over, if you read through the Psalms, if you read through so much of Scripture, and even the words that Paul gives us in the little letters in the New Testament, what he's doing is he's really encouraging us to ask. It's a foundational principle that you'll see over and over throughout Scripture. All right. So here we go. I'm just going to kind of go into this. And this is like when you're coming in for like a focused prayer time, and you may want to be, what I've done is I set my timer for like 15 minutes. And then I do that for four times so that I've spent 15 minutes on one area and then 15 minutes on the next. That might be overwhelming. So maybe you just say, "I'm going to do 5 minutes, or I'm going to do 2 minutes on each area." But the idea is just start. You know, we want to take our cold heart and we just lay it before the Lord. We don't just wake up one day deep in God desiring to pray. It's this commitment that comes from years. It's the strength that grows inside of us, because once we start developing our history, just like physical strength, our physical strength increases or decreases how we work out. It's the same with our spirit. So we want to ask His Spirit this little by little, being consistent and growing. And then we grow in this strength, and there the duty becomes delight. So it doesn't automatically start with delight. It's something that you grow into. And once you start seeing God's faithfulness, it just kind of excites you to keep praying and keep looking for His answers, looking for the way that He's going to show Himself faithful to the promises that he's given you, to the promises of Scripture. And once you start holding on to those, and once you start seeing how great He is and how He answers, you won't be able to get enough. And so if you have not done a prayer journal before, again, I shared this last week, I have been journaling my prayers probably not since high school, but certainly once I got out of college. So from like the age of 22 on. And so it's been like 30 years that I've kept a prayer journal. So this list that I'm going to share with you, it's just a guide. It's not like, okay, now I have to follow all these rules, but I'm just trying to share things that have helped me in my life. So I just want to share those with you. All right, so let's get into it. So when I come to my prayer journal, and I'm going to grab it right now, I'm looking at it, and it's kind of fun every time you finish a prayer journal, because then you get to go buy a new journal. But I have several sections of my journal, and I use either sticky notes like on the top of the pages so I know where my different dividing sections are, or with my new journal that I just bought, I don't know, probably 6 months ago, it has little sections with different color like kind of different colors on the ends of the pages, so it divides it out perfectly for me. So here's what my list consists of. So in the very beginning, I have what I call the current events or urgent needs. And as I just opened up my prayer journal right now, I'm looking at a page from July 6th, 2018. And I wrote on it, Thailand, 12 boys and their coach have been trapped in a cave since June 23rd. They were found alive, but the rescue effort is challenging. So I just wrote down from there just some of the bullet points about this current event. And then I just began to pray. And I began to pray for their safe return, that all 12 boys and their coach. I prayed for the storms and the rain to move out of that area to not affect the rescue. I prayed, that oxygen would be sustained in the cave. So I have a little section in the very beginning of my journal that is just for current events or something that's urgent that I've heard from the news, or I've heard from maybe something that's just going on in my community that needs to be addressed right away. So that's the beginning of my prayer journal is my current needs or current events or urgent needs. So again, this is just, I'm just laying out how I do it. A list is just a guide. All right. So, but my main points now of my journal include, the first one is for my personal life. And in my personal life, I'm praying about my own heart, the way things that are affecting my heart, my emotions, something that's going on in my life. I pray about my ministry, different circumstances that could be affecting my life. When Greg and I moved from Omaha to Kansas City, much of that move I covered for my heart, and just that was a circumstance that we were walking through and continuing to walk through. I sat at a prayer meeting last night, and the man that was praying was talking about something, and he said something about praying for the homes, every home for Christ in the city of Kansas City. And I was like, what? No. And then I thought, oh, wait, yeah, that's right. I live here. I don't live in Omaha anymore. Okay, that was just a side note, random. But I want to pray in this personal section. I want to pray for my heart, my ministry, circumstances, my family, work life, anything that's going to kind of be the extension of me, or for you, the extension of you. And remember, the most important part of our life is this inner man. So really, a lot of what I pray for myself, it's the main focus on my heart, on my emotions. It's that whatever that space is between our ears, that affects our entire life. And so I want to make sure that I'm thinking about? What am I thinking about? God, would you renew my mind? A lot of what I pray is asking for my mind to be transformed, that I would be conformed to the image of Christ. There's something I'm hearing so much of, and I have it written in my journal, actually, that, and you hear it everywhere. You hear it even in different sermon messages, to be a better you. I want to be the best me. And that seems false to me, because I don't want to be a better version of myself. That's what they say, a better version of myself. I want to be conformed to the image of Christ. So as I'm carrying this in prayer from my own heart, I'm laying all that bare before the Lord. I also shared last week about just having a time of listening prayer. What does the Father say about me? What does He feel about me? What does He enjoy watching me do? And that I can do that too in this prayer time when I'm coming and I'm just paying attention and praying for myself. I can be listening to what the Father says about me, asking Him some questions. Bill Johnson has this really awesome quote. I've said it a lot of times. You might have heard it before. He says, "I cannot afford to have a thought in my head about me that Jesus does not have in His head about me." So when I come to my prayer time and I'm praying about just my life specifically, if I'm thinking about an area of my life that's not aligned with the kingdom of heaven, then I know that, ooh, that's probably a point that I need to be just kind of asking the Lord about and praying about. So that is our first one. We can grow our hearts in God, you know, as we receive His love for us and that He really likes us. So in this time, just kind of focusing on our personal life, let your hearts be empowered by what God feels about you, what He thinks about you, how He's encouraging you, what His words are toward you. So that's in my personal life. And what I just do is I write down, just like I do on my other one, in the very beginning of each section, I write down just some scriptures that will help. So here, I'm just going to give you a couple that I have in my personal section of my journal. Psalm 119:73, "Your hands have made me, informed me. Give me understanding to learn your commands." 2 Corinthians 5:7, "For we live by faith, not by sight." Let's see. Isaiah 8:18. "Here am I and the children the Lord has given me. We are signs and symbols." So really, we're bringing hopeful reassurance to people of God's love and desire to be involved in their lives. So I just have some little things written down there, just generals that if I'm not sure what to pray about myself or my family, then those are my go-tos, and I just pray through those scriptures. So in this personal, my personal section, it's also all about my family. So my daughter and her husband, they sold their house this summer and they bought a new house. This week they closed. So a lot of my little praying here has been about that selling of a house and buying of a house. And in every section, when I see God's faithfulness, I circle it in a highlighter, and I write over it testimony. So I've got highlights throughout my prayer journal of all the testimonies of how I've seen God move in my own life and my family's life. In Thailand, the rescue of those 12 boys and that coach, like in every, no matter what I'm praying for, as soon as I see the answer, I highlight it and circle it big and bold, and then write testimony across it, because we want to be a people that steward the testimonies well. Testimonies of His goodness and His faithfulness, because what it does is it raises the watermark in our lives of what God can and will do. And we want to remember. We want to be so impacted by what we've experienced that any current situation, any obstacle, any issue that is going on would not be our focus, but instead we would say, "Hey, I've got a history. God has done it before. He will certainly do it again." So that the testimonies are really, really important. All right, so that is my personal section. Then I have another section that is the people. Who are the people that God wants me to be praying for? And then with that, what are the needs of those that I'm praying for? So for instance, I've got people that I pray for, like my mom. Well, she's kind of in my family. But I have friends. I've got my, our kind of our, my tribe, the people that are in my community. I pray for them. Missionaries that are friends of ours that we pray for. There are leaders of ministries that I pray for. When my kids were younger, I prayed for their teachers. The mayor, I've been a part of the mayor's prayer team, but I pray for the mayor in my own personal prayer time. The president. So what are the who are the people that you are to be praying for? And I do think that changes in the different seasons also. So what are those? And then who are the people? And then what are the needs? I love to pray. Oh, I'll get into that next. Never mind. Oh my goodness. I'm just jumping right ahead. And again, in the beginning of this section, and I kind of make this, I call it my people and places. So I not only have the people, but I also have places. So, you know, are there specific places that you are called to pray for? Your city, your maybe even just your neighborhood, your block, the street that you live on, each neighbor on your street, the school in your neighborhood, the governmental centers. Are there nations that God has put on your heart to pray? So with me, and I'll just kind of jump into this, I have a map from Voice of the Martyrs, and I pray for those in the kind of restricted areas and the hostile nations. I pray for those in this, when I get to this time in my prayer time, I pray for a nation that either the Lord highlights, or I have a little app, the Voice of the Martyrs app on my phone, and I just go and I see what is the nation that we're praying for today and how can I pray. I also have on my app the Unreached People. It's the Joshua Project, the Unreached People Groups of the World. And every day they have a different nation or people group that they're praying for. So I focus a lot on those places and peoples when I'm praying, but I also then just lift up the people that I know in my life that are in mission work. My marriage Monday, I pray for marriages every Monday. This falls in line with that. So this is the people that are marriages, and I pray for marriages every Monday. I pray for the church on Thursday. I call it Thursday. So today I'll be praying for the church and just praying that there'd be a great hunger and thirst after God's presence. And what does that look like, Father? So every Thursday, it's something a little different. My connection, my wonderful friends and my community at One Hop that I left, Omaha, Nebraska House of Prayer, to move to Kansas City, I pray for them, praying that God would establish that house of prayer in this city, that they would have every provision that is needed, that the community would be increased. And then I have people that I'm just praying salvation for. Those people that I know that do not know the Lord. And so I'm just currently praying that God would intervene on their behalf, that his spirit would hover over them. And more than that. But okay, so the first little section of my journal is that couple pages of current events or urgent needs. And then I've got my personal, which is my personal life. My husband and I and our family. Then the next section is these people and places. So what do I need? Who are the people that God's called me to pray for? And what are the places that God has called me to pray for? And again, that will change based on, I think, the seasons of life that you're in. I don't pray so passionately for the schools as I did when my kids were in the schools. And God just has kind of released me from that burden of prayer. All right, so moving along. The other section I have another little section in my journal that I think I have two more. That is, it kind of falls under one. So I'm going to just title this issues. It could be justice issues. It could be natural disaster issues. It could be healing. So I've got this last section encompasses a great deal in my journal. And I have the beginning of it, of this section of my journal, is I'm praying all for healing, people who need healing. And so I just go to that, and sometimes I write down scriptures and I just pray scriptures over the people that are on here. Sometimes I just lift their name before the Lord. And again, when I see testimonies, I circle and highlight and I write testimony, God's healing power released. Because once we see God's healing extended to one of the people that we're praying for, we can come back to that testimony and we bring that over and over and over again and remind ourselves of his faithfulness. So I've got people that I'm healing for. I've written down healing scriptures. I've written down what God says, who he is, his kingdom come, his will be done. Well, we know his kingdom and his will is for perfect health. If his kingdom's coming, there's no sickness in heaven. So I'm praying God's kingdom come alive, come be manifest in these people that I'm praying for in the realm of healing. And then other issues that I pray for are like just some are there any justice issues, or is there social transformation or political change that is heavy on your heart? At One Hop we spent a season just praying for the ending of abortion, and right now in the political climate, that's really you can feel the heaviness on that. So continuing to pray for the ending of abortion. This is an issue that just burns in my heart. Are there sex trafficking, orphans, for the foster care system, lack of witness for Jesus in the nations? This is why I carry and I take the nations in my prayer closet, because there's a lack of a witness for Jesus in the nations. Diseases, malaria, Ebola, the Zika virus, dementia, like just think about all the things that take people's lives. Are those diseases what God's given you a heavy burden to just pray his kingdom come? So, and then there's just the hurricanes and the earthquakes and just the way that as we see things happening around the globe, to just be praying for those. And those I would put in my current events as I'm seeing things happen. I'm in a season right now, and I have been for several years, where I am paying attention to the news to watch and not to get discouraged, but to watch to be able to pray. And really taking that, and I'm asking God, what do you have to say about these things that are happening? Instead of looking at the natural and looking at it from natural eyes, I'm asking the Father, what is your plan? What do you have to say? And even when I come to prayer, and I just want to just share that too. Don't feel like you have to come and have all the right words to pray for a friend that's in need, or to pray about one of these issues. Just come, and God knows your heart. Tell him that your heart is burdened. When I lost my father several months ago, and dementia was what he, for the last 3 years, that just tormented his mind and body. And we watched this strong, amazing daddy become just a shell. And so there, I don't even know how to pray, but it's a burden in me. And so when I come to prayer and I bring this disease before the Lord, and I say, God, I know this isn't your desire. This is not what you want. So I don't know how to pray, but Father, give me words. And would your spirit, you interpret the groans of my heart. And then I just take the scriptures that I know. God, you're giving us a sound mind. Like I know, I take scriptures that I know would stand for what God's will is in this. And I'm just believing that he has the answer. I'm believing that there will be an ending of that disease. And so all of that is that when we come to Lord, and I just want to share that when I come to the Lord in prayer, and I might set my little timer and follow my list, but I want to just say again, the list is a guide. The Lord may have me praying for something in my own heart, or praying for something going on in my family, or praying salvation for somebody, and I just can't leave it. And so I just take my list and I lay it aside, and I just pray whatever God is giving me to pray in that moment. But a list is helpful, because what can happen is prayer is so simple, It's so powerful. And yet, there's so many people that just don't do it because either, what do I do when I get into prayer? So this is just a helpful way to come to prayer, get a journal, and just start writing down. Just kind of get your sections, your personal life, which is yourself and your family, and people and places. What are the people? Who are the people? What are the places? And what do you think it is that, what are the needs? Is it salvation? Is it finances? Is it their heart? Is it encouragement? Is it comfort? What is it that you need to pray for them? And current events, do you feel called to be praying for things that are happening in the news? Are there any issues that need to be, that you want to pray for? Any justice issues that are just, they're in your heart? Lack of education in certain parts of the world. It's endless probably. James 4:2 says, you do not have because you do not ask God. So I just want to encourage you to get in. Asking is a foundational principle in the kingdom of God. And as we pray, what comes from that is that we get to see God answer the prayers of our heart. We get to see God in his faithfulness and his kindness and his goodness to us. And when we approach him and we seek him and we come with this thankful heart because he has the answers, he's the only one, we begin to cultivate a view of God that is, it changes us, it transforms us, and our prayer lives become very different because we come to him with confidence that, first of all, he enjoys us and he loves to hear our voice and he loves to answer us. And what happens is then we grow in passion for God by understanding his passion more and more for us. And that even in our weakness, when we come and we don't know what to say, we don't know what to pray, we feel like, well, who am I? I keep blowing it. But he enjoys us in our weakness. And part of what we get to see in our prayer journal is he is for us. He is committed to us. And his desire is to share his heart, to share his home, to share his secrets, to share his beauty with us, because we're his beloved ones. God loves you, and he loves me with the same intensity as he loves his son. I mean, to just think about that is overwhelming. So to be able to know that we get to go before the one who loves us, and we share the people that we love and the places that he's called us to pray for and the issues that he's given us. And we get to just come before him and lay it all at his feet and know that his heart is for us. His heart is for the issues that we pray. His heart is for the people that we pray. I pray praying salvation for people. Well, I don't even love them as he loves them more than anyone on earth could love them. So what happens is in this place, our hearts get stirred up. So I really want to encourage you in this the realm of journaling. If a journal doesn't work for you, then I would suggest, I just pulled up my sketch pad, then get a sketch pad and take something that's like a blank sketch pad and just write somebody's name or write the place and begin to just, draw or sketch or create what you're praying. The creative ways that God has made you will be different than the way he's made me or he's made my husband. So whatever it looks like, whatever your journal looks like, to get time with God to just pray, to bring people before the Father, history belongs to the intercessors. I want to take my place. And there are things that I am saying, not on my watch. I am standing in the gap because not on my watch is that going to happen. Or not on my watch am I going to allow that to continue. So I hope that you've been encouraged by this and that my rambling as I've kind of walked through my own journal was helpful for you. I want to encourage you to get time with God. We have such privilege of access. Oh, And I do think it's important to have just maybe a regular time and place so that you, you know, every day or maybe every other day you spend, if you start with, you know, 5 minutes in each of those areas and then just be able to grow that. Or maybe, you know, you're like, oh, I'm just going to take one area at a time, but start somewhere. And part of what this is we got to do it. So, all right. Well, you be blessed. Next time, next week, I'm going to actually stay on this theme of journaling and I'm going to share about how to pray the word and how to journal that. So kind of taking scripture, praying that back to the Father. And also that's just another way of journaling. And I do that in my regular journal, but you could have a pray the word journal as well. Oh my goodness. It's never ending, the journals. All right, be blessed, and I will see you next week.